You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well, the NFL draft is in the books, and according to the numbers, well, you Saints fans like yourself some NFL in the draft, don't you? Despite not having a first-round pick, but going into the draft, the third and a fourth. Saints fans, New Orleans, came in droves. I'll tell you where that stat breakdown lies. We'll take a look at the Saints draft picks as well as the team selecting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players. What do you think of them? Did you follow them? Did you follow the draft in its entirety? We'll do our best to give you the undrafted rookie free agent list as well as they come in over the next couple of hours, become official, team announces who they are, things of that nature. So much excitement from Saints fans when it comes to undrafted rookie free agents, because we've seen in the past there's always at least one that either makes a good push to make the team, if not makes the team. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Gus Kattengill, and it's time for the Sports Hangover. Got plenty to get into today. Join the intern alongside of me wearing his Pels Do It Bigger shirt. What's up, Jordan? How are you? How was your weekend?
I'm doing well.
Ah, look at that. A little energy today. Going to go over the NBA playoffs. Two series kicked off yesterday. And over the weekend, that, you know, I thought it was going to be fun to watch, right? We got Warriors and Rockets going on. Yeah, exactly. How much space should there be in terms of allowing somebody to shoot a jumper? Will Guillory is going to talk to us at 1:30, covers the Pelicans and the NBA for The Athletic. We'll talk about that series. Celtics-Bucks. Jordan.
Uh-oh.
What happened to your guy, Giannis?
Uh-oh.
What happened? 7 of 21. What happened?
Celtics might not need AD.
Look, no. See? This is what we've talked about. This is what I wanted, right?
Why would you want this?
No. You want him to get just there and lose. Game 7, maybe Eastern Conference Finals, even the Finals, and then they go, AD's the missing piece. That's what you need. They bow out early. They look terrible. They don't need AD.
Celtics own them that game.
Well, again, right on plan. Losing Game 7 to the Bucks. Wish he could have had AD. See what I'm saying?
It won't get to Game 7. It'll be a clean sweep if it keeps on
going
like that.
Back. Anyway, we're going to talk to Will a little bit about that. So the day after the draft happens, obviously, I want your opinion. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Nola Jordan, the intern. Get going. It's time to tweet our question of the day. It's real simple. The day after the draft. Your thoughts. If you want to give it a grade, give it a grade. If you want to give it a high, give it a high. Highs and lows, feel free. Disappointed. Excited. What are you looking at? We'll take a look at the picks that the Saints made and the moves that they went up 17 times now in 13, drafts and in the past 13 drafts, 17 times. And when you take a look at it, NOLA.com put together a pretty cool little piece. And Christopher Dabe of the Time Speaking NOLA.com, the 17 players the Saints have traded up to draft since 2006. We'll do that. So we have a guest that covers the NFL and the Saints in particular every hour to get their takes. I kind of want to, get a broad, paintbrush to see where we sort of feel. And I'll give you mine here in a quick second, in about a minute. Deuce Windham of The Athletic, his job's to look at the X's and O's, look at the game film, things of that nature. What does he see with these players? John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles, his opinion and thoughts on it. Larry Holder at 2:15. So those are your Saints guests. Rest of the show, open to you guys, and I want your opinions. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. So before I give my official opinion or grade on this, I guess I preface by saying I come across it by looking at what I've been saying leading into it, right? Jordan, you remember the Monday and Tuesday of the legal tampering period of NFL free agency before the Wednesday official day, right? Remember? You remember what you were like that day? Monday, Tuesday? You remember?
I was perfectly cool and
collected. Sheer panic. Joey, you remember. Sheer panic. Every other team bringing in this player, the slot receiver, that pass rusher, this guy, that guy. And you, where are the Saints? Make a move already. What's up with Ingram? Just sheer panic. You remember what I told you during that week? I even did my best to bring on guests that cover the team to try to get you to calm down, to see the greater picture, the bigger picture. Do you remember? Remember we tried to come in?
I recall some piece.
Some pieces like, I got you. Point is, during that time in the weeks leading after, we kept saying, hey, look, if you're going to go with join the interns theory that a yellow hanky kept you from going to the Super Bowl, my question then is to you, are you still a playoff caliber roster minus Mark Ingram, minus Alex Okafor? I would say the two biggest losses. Would you agree?
Correct.
Okay. I think an overwhelming majority of y'all would think that you're still a playoff caliber team. I didn't say there weren't any holes. I didn't say there weren't some things that you could have gone. Again, I never like to use them as an example, but your Atlanta Falcons lost, what, 4 games on the final play, 5-6 games in the final, you know, minute and a half or something. I mean, they could have won as many as they've lost, almost a half dozen. Same thing in terms of the Saints. Joey, I'm not trying to bring this up to bring back bad memories, but your kicker makes a couple kicks. That might be a loss. The Benson breath at Baltimore. That could have been a loss, right? Minnesota was playing really well before the strip. And turnover there. Now, again, we started seeing that it was a trend. Saints defense, though, in a couple of games had to make a play. Carolina, the Panthers are going in for the nail in the coffin touchdown, weren't they? They were going in. And then they got a defensive play. Steelers, same thing. There were a lot of games last year the Saints won that they could have lost. So there are holes. That said, I think they're a pretty solid team. So going into the draft, what were you looking to accomplish? What were you trying to do? You're trying to find guys that you can play in right now. Depth, competition. And I said it on Friday on our draft show, which, by the way, thank you, Hooters, and everybody else that showed up. Really nice crowd. Had a great time. But these guys are going to be competing to try to even make it on the team. Talking about the final 53. I'm not talking about OTAs, trying to win that, or the mini camp Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not talking about that. Not talking about training camp hero. I'm talking end of the day, final cut list comes out after the 4th preseason game, and that person's on there. At best, try to make the practice squad. Mind you, that nobody else will pillage from and take. I mean, that's what you're looking at, right? Because we've been saying leading into the draft, where do you see somebody coming into the draft and getting a spot? Where are they? A lot of y'all, and I agree to a certain extent, it's easy to say receiver. ESPN.com this morning, all 32 teams' biggest post-draft questions to date. Those of you wanting a wide receiver revolution in this draft, you're going to love this. The question post-draft for the Saints, there's one big question right to all 32 teams. It's simple. Do the Saints have good enough targets for Drew Brees? New Orleans' biggest issue down the stretch last season was a lack of reliable pass catchers behind Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara, they write. Signing tight end Jared Cook in free agency and getting receiver Ted Ginn Jr. back healthy should help. But the Saints didn't add any receivers in free agency or the draft. So they need to decide they want to add another veteran or count on the development of young receivers such as Cameron Meredith, Tre'Quan Smith, Keith Kirkwood, Austin Carr, Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, the contributor to that. Again, it's why I thought that it wouldn't be the 62. Now you're shaking your head. that you feel that the Saints should have gone for a wide receiver? I know what you're pointing at because I'm getting to it in time. Do you think the Saints should have drafted a receiver?
We got our guy.
There it is. In classic Saints fans fashion, the guy will be found where?
Free agent.
An undrafted rookie free agency. Yeah. Again, it's incredible. I brought this up several times. I know you guys want to bring up, you know, late round and Colston, Lance Moore, some of these other guys that have done well. Pierre, I get it. Keep in mind, teams in a different spot. When you primarily got a lot of undrafted rookie free agents that made this team, went on to be starters, they didn't have any talent. I'm not saying that you can't find somebody, and that's what I said, start the show. There will be one UFA, undrafted rookie free agent, URF, sorry, where they're going to make a push. Is it receiver? Jordan, you're already throwing your support behind.
Dante Harris.
There he is.
Wide receiver from Assumption College.
Okay, there he is.
I'm looking up his highlight mixtape right now.
There it is. Highlight mixtape. Didn't get drafted. Doesn't matter.
Ooh.
Draft Diamonds.
DraftDiamonds.
There it is.
2019 NFL Draft Highlight.
So my point is, as I wrap up the first segment, when I take a look at the draft picks that the Saints got, Eric McCoy, center, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, safety, Saquon Hampton, safety, Aliza Mack, tight end, Notre Dame, and Caden Ellis, outside linebacker, Idaho. It's a make sense draft to me. I saw the message boards, social media, after the Eric McCoy pick. People were going bananas. I don't know why a good chunk of Saints Nation didn't enjoy the pick. Couldn't understand. But you got Nick Easton from the Vikings. What are you doing? Okay. I got you. Again, no offense. No offense. And look, one of my guys, Cameron Tom, right? What am I, guys? Southern Miss, Will Clapp, a lot of you guys from LSU. I get it. Where were they picked and drafted? And again, at the end of the day, can you find the diamond in a rough? Yeah, sure. But there's a reason that saying exists. It's not the norm. There's a reason, for the most part, all of these people whose jobs depend on grading, analyzing, ranking players. And again, I understand not every first round pick works. Not every second round pick is good. There is a reason, though, overall, mainly, primarily, you're slotted where you are in the draft. You're graded as you are. There are reasons for it. Brady in a six. Again, you can go the Jordan route where you bring up the one Hall of Famer, right? How many other six-round quarterbacks are a Hall of Fame?
Doesn't matter.
No, I know, it's right. Let's pick the one out of 500,000 that has happened. Let's pick the one. I get it. My point is, primarily is that. At the worst, you've upgraded your depth at the line position. As we talked about on the show on Friday, Nick Easton, what are you doing with Andres Pete? It gives you flexibility. Again, it gives you depth as to where you're going to go. Eric McCoy, 1,500-plus pass snaps, one sack, three-year starter, A&M, 39 games, one sack, 6'4", a couple bucks over three, right? The speed, the athleticism, 4.8 40. Marlon Favorite will join us later on in the show, and he couldn't believe it. That guy was running faster than some DNs. You're thinking just snap the ball, protect. I'm thinking you can pull him. You can screen pass. I mean, imagine him pulling left and being a defensive back or outside linebacker. And here comes Teron Armstead, Andres Pete, and this 6'4 guy who, in most of his highlights, if he's not blocking somebody, look to find somebody to level. It's a bad thing. Also, think of where it goes with the future at quarterback. If this Drew Brees' final season coming up, don't you want somebody there to protect? It's a great move. I get it. Makes a ton of sense. So, remember, as well, as we talked about on Friday, as Brian's bringing up again, true, but Nick Easton, you can peace out after 1 year. But again, he's a guy that's been a veteran that can play two positions, guard, center. He upgrades your line already. The rest of the picks we'll get into here in a quick sec as we take the break and bring in Deuce Windham. And we'll go back and forth through him and see all the different players that they have and his thoughts on him as well. I liked the draft. I think it made a ton of sense. And again, I keep saying you heard it there in the ESPN little write-up from Mike Tripoli. You have receivers. They got to develop. You got to get healthy. You addressed it some in free agency. I think you got depth in a lot of different areas. And remember, for a lot of y'all, one hanky cost them the trip to the Super Bowl. You didn't have to overhaul. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You go online, kinginjuryfirm.com. You can see the About Us section. You can see all the different types of law that they practice and help you out with. All of that and more. It's the Sports Hangover. Deuce Windham of The Athletic next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod's Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod's Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod's Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco, batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Nora Vaden Holmes is no different. Nora runs a small business in New Orleans, too, and she's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Nora Vaden Holmes for small business insurance today. NMLS number 423930.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
At ESPN Radio NOLA, your draft grades, highs, lows, just overall thoughts, we're taking them. To kind of help you out, got a couple of guests today that covers the team and kind of looks at it and get their takes on it as well. We'll start it off, kicking things off with Deuce Windham at Rev. Deuce Windham is the way to follow him over on Twitter from The Athletic. That was the Saints for them. Deuce, how are you this afternoon, man?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, we finally built up all those months of the draft, and now it's a sweet release. We can calm down for a couple weeks.
Yeah, you say that, and then all of a sudden I looked at Twitter this morning, every Saints fan wants Cole Tracy, even to Will Lutz, just got a 5-year, $20.5 million deal, including 9.2 guarantees. Let's bring in Cole Tracy.
Yeah, and just for historical context, Will Lutz just had, if not the, one of the best years in franchise history as a kicker. So we might want to stick with him for a while.
Yeah, just, you know, but you know how it is, Saints fans. Somebody gets cut, bring him in. Somebody didn't get drafted, bring him in. If he's a Tiger, he's a starter. Didn't get drafted. Anyway, let's talk about
I'm still getting asked about Dez Bryant. So, I mean, it is what it is.
No, I hear you. All right, let's get through it because I thought overall my thoughts, as I said in the opening segment, I thought it was a draft that made sense and they got value with a couple of players. I saw Mike Dettillier, who, you know, obviously a lot of people around here know that he, you know, is the draft guy and he's on with Matt Moscone after us in the afternoon. And look, he kept saying that from that second pick that they got in Saquon, he had him as like the sixth best safety and stuff. So a lot of value is what I figured and got. And when you hear Sean Payton on Friday say, look, McCoy stood out. Eric McCoy is impressive, man. 6'4", 300 plus, 4'8", 40. I just think it makes sense, Deuce, because whether this is Drew's last year, it's got another year, it's Teddy or whoever that is, you got a guy that theoretically can be your starting center for a while. And what I see is athleticism. I see pulling. I see screens. I see a guy that wants to knock people over when he's not blocking somebody off the ball. I mean, it's incredible.
He's a very good player. And, you know, there was definitely a lot of, and myself included, a lot of people wanted, you know, receiver, you know, the corners were starting to fall. Mm-hmm. And I get that, but I'd also say this, and I've been saying it for a couple of years and saw it on Twitter before. Everybody wants that great Dallas offensive line that they had, but nobody wants to spend the time to draft it. Well, the Saints have been spending the time to draft it and find a way to get those young players. You lose Unger, who just had his first Pro Bowl season. You sign Easton as a veteran, and then you bring in a guy who, by a lot of people's accounts, was the best center in the entire draft, and you get him at a good value in the second round. I think it's a great move. You know, you want to keep that offensive line young. You've got Warford, Ramczyk, you know, Pete's not old either, and then Armstead hasn't, you know, crossed that 30 barrier either. So you're keeping that offensive line young and then also athletic to go along with that zone run they like to do with Alvin Kamara. I think it's a great pick.
You know, and one of the other things, too, when you look at it is, you know, that's the first thing that Saints fans go, well, you just brought in Easton to sort of do that as well. I said, look, no offense to Clapp or Cameron Tom, but Easton, you know, gives you depth to that offensive line, and if they were competing and such. I just think when you take a look at this team, look, it's easy to point, hey, this guy didn't get you this guy didn't get you that at receiver. Deuce, you and I have talked about this before. The lack of health on that offensive line was a major factor to the decline in offensive numbers at the end of the year.
No doubt about it. I mean, that the receiver play did, you know, play a role, but I think everybody just tends to forget it. You know, even I sometimes, that they brought in Jared Cook that should fill in a lot of that gap. And then, you know, the offensive line, when it starts to falter, this offense falters. And, you know, the running game, the play action, all of it relies on having that top offensive line that they've had for a consistent time. And, you know, even some of their best players have had injuries. So bringing in a guy like McCoy, who has a great background, he is, you know, I felt probably, if not the best, one of the best offensive linemen on the interior in the draft. And, you know, he's also already got a little bit of familiarity coming in as well. For those that don't know, Teron Armstead, last year I wrote an article about him working out with Duke Mannyweather, one of the premier O-line scouts and development guys around the nation. Well, this year you've got Andres Pete working out with Duke, you've got Teron, and then Eric McCoy has actually been working out with him during the draft process. So also a little bit of familiarity there, and also it's great to see him working out with the guy, trying to refine him and get him ready for the NFL level with such a big name like Duke.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get to the next pick. They move up into the fourth round. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, the safety from Florida. I love when he met with the local media. He said, hey, I'm ready to do anything for anybody, wherever it is that you need me to play. What are your thoughts on this player?
Well, right now, man, it's great to go back and watch. His 2017 tape of Florida and 2018 are just completely different in terms of what he's being asked to do. So the first thing that rings off the bell is you love the versatility. You know, right now, going off 2018 is a safety in name only. I mean, he was a slot player, and I mean a pure slot guy, and he thrived in that role. He is an extremely intelligent player. And when we talk about those quick twitch athletes, the ones who can just react extremely fast, faster than anybody on the field, he was that guy last year for Florida. You know, being able to beat receivers to spots that were trying to block him out and read the flats well to attack screens. He did a great job reading short slants, you know, playing the short to intermediate zones. He just has some phenomenal tape out there, and like Mike Tillier, I felt that he was a very big value to manage to find him in the fourth round of all places. And this is not just, you know, myself or Tillier's opinion. Dame Brugger with The Athletic, Lance Zierlein with NFL.com, the Draft Network, all those guys had him as either a first or a second round grade. So to get him in the fourth just speaks to a lot to the value that he's providing.
And then you take a look at it in the sixth, you get Saquon Hampton, another safety, Rutgers. There's a tie between the Saints and that school.
There's a tie between them and a lot of schools. You also saw one of the undrafteds to come in as out of SMU, and that's been a very popular destination. So the Saints have definitely got their hands, apparently, in a few spots where they just seem to scout and know those environments pretty well and bring those players in. And I like the Rutgers pick because he's going to be an immediate special teams contributor. He's already got experience in that area, assuming he can make the 53-man roster. And then he's got some intriguing development prospects to see him maybe take that sort of the Chris Banjo role where you normally see him as a special teamer, but last year Chris Banjo was making the plays on defense. And see if you can grow him and train him up to be more than just a special teams guy. And once again, another good value pick for the sixth round.
I know, obviously, receiver, tight ends were kind of one of the areas some Saints fans wanted. They wanted LSU's Foster Moreau. I get it. Alize Mack, the tight end from Notre Dame. Look, he was emotional, man, right? I mean, getting the pick, who wouldn't be being able to come in here and do that? But, look, I guess when you look at Notre Dame, how they use that offense and things of that nature, I just kind of remember seeing him this season, big body, make some plays, and look, I think there's a position group that if you have potential, you could stick around a bit.
I agree. And, you know, he's got the athletic profile that you look for, really good, you know, deep speed, not the greatest three-cone score at the combine, but that's okay, good size. And then in terms of route running, he just seems like the type of player that can come in and compete to do some of those seam routes that we talk about them doing. He's got experience playing inline as well as a flex tight end. But there's also a reason he fell to the seven. There's a lot of refinement that needs to be done. He needs a little bit of work on his hands. He needs to become a better blocker, more consistent. But in terms of the developmental prospect, he fits the T of what the Saints look for in a lot of these guys, especially the specialty positions like tight end. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, this is not a shot at Dan Arnold, but the Saints were so in need of tight end help that they converted a receiver to the position in Arnold. So, you know, bringing in Mack is kind of like a no-brainer in a deep tight end class. Get your developmental guy. You didn't really need to get a big name because you have Jared Cook as the starter and you've got Josh Hill as a solid backup to be that number two guy. So this gives them a chance to see if they can turn him into something in 1 or 2 years and what he might campaign into.
What do you think of Caden Ellis, the final pick in the seventh round the Saints took, an outside linebacker out of Idaho?
Another special teams guy immediately, and I talked about him a little bit with Larry Holder at The Athletic. He's another guy that has the potential in terms of the athleticism you see on tape, and he's one of those guys who talk about having a nose for the football. Still a lot of rawness there, but you know, you listen to all these other draft guys, he's just one of those ones that they talk about being the underdog or that workhorse that is a sleeper pick in the day three type of the round. I don't think that he's an immediate contributor, but kind of in the same mold of Alize Mack, just on the opposite side of the field, where you see a lot of good traits from him that you think that you can refine, mold, and put him in a room with Nolan, who is, I think, really helped this linebacker core become a much, much better unit than we were seeing just 3 or 4 years ago. And once again, you're talking about a potential for him to grow and to be a guy that, you know, plays. And we've seen that from our special teams linebackers, whether it was Mike Malti or Nate Stupar, guys who were good enough to come in and play in spot instead of just being pure special teams guys who couldn't contribute at all on defense.
Deuce, and check this out as well. I mean, as you know, I mean, look, this team went out and change special teams coordinators. I mean, this is clearly an emphasis that Sean Payton told us, you know, just by the change in who's coordinating it and who's running it. So it shouldn't be a surprise that already in this breakdown that you've told us, you've mentioned special teams contributor right away. I mean, they went and changed coordinators, so clearly he thinks that's an area that can help them when games are close.
Yeah, and between the draft picks and some of the UDFAs, I think four of them were top 30 workouts. And generally, you see a lot of teams when they do their 30 workouts that they can get out and bring in a guy privately. It's more of those first, second round guys who can be an immediate contributor. A lot of their 30 rounds, top 30 picks, seem to be guys, can they come in and contribute on special teams? What's their athletic profile? Let's get to know them a little bit more. And Caden Ellis was one of those guys. So, you know, that little just a bit of inside, maybe giving them the idea that, hey, he can come in, be a young contributor to special teams. Because remember, the Saints did go into this offseason with over 20 free agents, and not all of those have come back. So you are going to have a couple of special teams spot on this roster to fill out this year. And I think in camp, these type of names like Caden Ellis or some people are the people to watch to make the 53, except for maybe, you know, if you're maybe thinking offensive line, start looking at linebackers and some of these safeties to make it for special teams reads.
Yeah, no doubt. I guess let's close up, Deuce, with just the thoughts on some of the UDFAs that they've been able to sign. Again, that final list is kind of being compiled, you know, overall. But, look, I mean, Jordan has his favorite. I'll say when you cover the Saints, there's always one that's going to make a push to try to make a roster spot. Is there a favorite already, or who stands out? Who do you think has a good possibility to do so?
My standout and my favorite is Devon Ezigbo, the running back out of Nebraska. And I think he has a good shot to fight for that third running back role that you always see the Saints find some UDFA to pick in the spot, and they seem to just have a great eye for running backs. I mean, we always talk about Sean Payton having the offensive play calling and the quarterback. Man, his specialty truly historically seems to be finding offensive line and running backs out of nowhere and turning them into contributors for the team. And I think Devon fits that role in his style of running. He's like a Mark Ingram light. He doesn't have the pass blocking that Ingram has, and he's not the receiver that Ingram was at the, you know, end of his career in New Orleans. But inside zone running, power running, and just the ability to continue to drive and get those tough yards. He's a young player. He's going to be cheap, obviously, now on a UDFA contract. And I think that he can be a guy that works to fight for that last spot. A couple of receivers they brought in as well, like Little Jordan Humphrey out of Texas, that I know a lot of fans are pretty excited about. Gives him another big body that possibly builds towards red zone type packages. Those are the top two names I'm watching here from the UDFAs coming into camp here in the next couple months.
Yeah, he's a massive body, and literally my intern right now is watching his highlights on his computer, so he's got a favorite already in a game against Maryland, which they're playing where the Redskins play. You can see the logo and everything. So, yeah, he is huge. So, yeah, I'm going to probably say he's probably the one that most fans are going to be like, he's got to make this team. Look at that size. It reminds me of, receiver that we were waiting and waiting and waiting to eventually kind of make it on this team because he had size, and he never really did.
Oh, wait, are you talking about Brandon Coleman or Nick Kuhn or Adrian Arrington?
Exactly. Exactly. Coleman was the one I was thinking of, but yes, you could. Nick Kuhn's up in there as well. I mean, exactly.
But yeah, he does have great size, and he operates very well in the short part of the game. There's still a lot that needs to be added to him, but that's where I went to that red zone area, man. He can run the short screen, the tunnel screens they like to run, and just be a big body for Drew to throw to if he can develop and earn a spot on that roster.
Why do you think he didn't get drafted? I mean, because you look at him and you look at his size, and again, I mean, his legs look like tree trunks, man, redwoods. I mean, what do you think was the issue? And look, there's some of his highlights. He's taking direct snaps out of the backfield.
Couple of reasons is he's specific to fit because his route tree is not very complete right now. You know, usually when you have a bigger guy like a Michael Thomas, you expect him to be able to do a little bit more in the intermediate deep parts of the field, kind of have a feel for all routes. And he's right now limited to a lot of the shorter stuff. Doesn't mean he can't win, you know, downfield, things like that, but that's where his bread and butter is. So that kind of limits him between the 20s. And then also he put up some really poor athletic numbers at the combine. And, you know, that's not necessarily an indicator that he's not going to be successful in the league, but it certainly is enough to give you a second guess when you're looking at your board. Maybe you take the guy with higher physical and athletic upside than, you know, Little Jordan. But that, like I said, we've seen plenty of players also come out who had poor scores that did fantastic in the league. So it's a good opportunity for him to go to a great spot. I mean, who better to use him than Sean Payton in the Saints offense and give him a good look and give him an opportunity?
Hey, we've seen, obviously, Josh Hill kind of become a specialist in certain packages and stuff. Again, I see a guy that can, you know, take direct snaps, catch, and then smoke people with some speed. Hey, that's fine. Can you run this route when we call it? Can you do this? And
there you go.
You can't teach size, Deuce. Deuce Windham of The Athletic, thanks for giving us a little bit of your time this afternoon. At Rev Deuce Windham is the way to follow you over on Twitter. And, of course, over at The Athletic and at The Athletic NOLA. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Gus.
Yep, for sure. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA, you are salivating over here. Like, you have penciled him in to the 53 already.
You have penciled him in. What I have to say.
But again,
anyone has a name Jordan in, their entire name is going to be a beast.
Here we go.
Michael Jordan, Little Humphrey Jordan, Jordan Sparks, Jordan Kleber.
Okay. You're not even in the same. No. 800-998-1003. Jordan Sparks, Michael Jordan, Jordan Kleber. He just
Jordan Spieth.
Just Jordan Spieth. I mean, say, you're right up there with all the Jordans.
I mean, if you think about it, a lot of the Jordans are a lot of the greats in what they do.
They really are. Apple fell very far from that tree, just letting you know. You're still our champ. We love you. We like you. I can't do the show without you. But my friend, you're no little Jordan Humphrey. That guy's a beast. No, I mean, I can see why people are excited. I mean, he's my early pick. You find something to do with him. But again, that's why I asked. I mean, there's 7 rounds. No one saw this guy as a possibility to be used. That's why I asked Deuce Windham, what was it? And again, maybe it goes to one of those things where people just look at numbers and look at stats and go, nah, you can't make it. And what did I say going into the draft as we go to break? You forget what your eyes saw. You forget what the video shows, right? That's a lot of tape. That's a lot of film. That's a lot of highlights in which the guy made plays.
8 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. In 8 minutes time, the guy looked like he could make a play. I'm just looking at him on the football field. Not in a combine in shorts and running against cones. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Have a know-how.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop. I'm the dream. You should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people. Every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, trimmers, and more. To celebrate, come in now for our lowest prices on any Toro lawnmower or blower. Today is the day for doing. So get outside and enjoy the holiday. Happy Toro Days with the best prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 18th through May 1st.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. Looking for your opinions as to what you think of the draft. Again, lots of sides. One of the things, again, we talked about with Eric McCoy. And Brian brought this up when we were using it in our conversation on Friday where we were talking about the draft. The Saints offensive line, again, and you heard Deuce mention the Cowboys offensive line. Yes, you had Michael Irvin. Yes, you had, you know, Emmitt Smith and Aikman. I get it. Saints offensive line, Armstead, 27 years old. Larry Warford, 27 years old. Ryan Ramczyk, 25. Anders Peet, 25. Nick Easton, 26. Eric McCoy, 21. The other thing, too, that was impressive to me, and again, not just me, but I'm talking about, you know, Marlon. who was a defensive tackle. McCoy's 4'8", 40. Rymchik, 4'9", 40. Armstead, 4'7". I mean, that's an offensive line that can move, that can get down the field and block. Jordan's having a heart attack over here. I mean, how many highlight films?
So I kind of did the math.
Of Humphrey, are you watching here?
So per minute, there's probably around like 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
five
eight,
or six yeah, plays.
So there's
per
eight.
Minute.
So I'm going to say there's around 45 to 50,
mm-hmm.
50 plays throughout this whole 8 minute.
Takes more than
video.
One guy to bring them down. That's yeah. for sure.
This against number five Georgia.
That's Georgia. Yeah, that's
he breaks
I
like four to five
no,
tackles.
Brian showed. You know, he's like he had a slow 40 speed. I get it, but I'm just saying, I'm looking at football film, right? And that guy can give me a couple of yards on third and short. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my odds
red
are.
Zone?
Yes. I mean, well, that's what Deuce said. I mean, like, my odds are, and we saw in that highlight package, direct snaps. Him and Hill, who you got?
I mean, he's doing Tim Tebow two-point conversions.
Like I said, I mean, I'm looking at football things that guy can do. And again, I bring this up all the time, and we can discuss this if you like. Michael Thomas done outrun a bunch of people. You don't ever see Michael Thomas catch a 5-yard slant and, you know, sayonara.
No, it's all catching in traffic.
Yeah, you know, he breaks tackles. But I think we get so caught up in high-end speed. When a receiver takes 3, 4, 5 players to bring down,
you don't need speed.
Again, can you get me a first down? Can you move the chains? It's not a bad thing sometimes. Uptown Ruler, what's going on, my friend? Thanks for giving us a call. What you got?
Hey, man. Glad to be with y'all again.
He is. Where you been, man?
I've been ill, but I'm getting better.
Okay.
I got to get better for this football season because we're going to the Super Bowl. I think we ought to bust the referees in the head this time if they cheat.
There it is.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you about the draft. I like the draft. I like that tight end they got from Notre Dame. Alizé?
Uh-huh. Alizé, yes. Go ahead.
I think he's going to be the most full player on the field when he runs the ball.
Okay.
Get it? Alizé full.
Okay. Oh, I like that. All right.
And I'm sorry we didn't draft a quarterback this year, but I wish we would have drafted a quarterback, but that's another story.
Well, it really wasn't a great draft for quarterbacks. You saw in this draft in the first, second, and third round here as well. I mean, look, I think next year's class will be better, and again, you just got to go
yeah,
by
what
Sean
about,
Payton says, and Sean Payton said.
Yeah, but what about the running back? I mean, they had some running backs that was available. I don't think it was too much high on the running backs either. I don't think.
Well, they got something, you know, again, undrafted rookie free agents, and you did sign Latavius Murray. Because here's the thing. Think of this, Uptown Reeler. How many times is the running back really going to be that central on this offense, not named Alvin Kamara? If you got weapons, you got Cook, you got Thomas, you got one of these other receivers that step up. I got Kamara. I mean, those guys need the touches. You know what I'm saying? So
hey, you better make sure that guy isn't. Hey, let me ask you a question. You better make sure that guy isn't Kendrick Brandon Cook. Yeah. That tight end, because I mean, you never know. But anyway, here's a question. Here's a question I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the draft choices, which one is the best one?
Of all the draft choices, I really, really like Eric McCoy, and I think Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's a really good value. What you got? You heard Deuce Windham just say that's a guy that's played two different styles the last 2 years at Florida, so it shows you versatility. And he said he's absolutely comfortable in that slot. And in today's NFL, you just need multiple corners and be able to do that. Look, Saints fans are calling for a slot receiver. Well, if other teams get those slot receivers, then you got to have – turn your radio down, my friend. Have got to be able to also have guys that can cover that slot as well. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. you like to chime into the conversation, feel free to do so that way as well. The West Bank Hoodat says, watch out for Lil Jordan Humphrey. Just saying. So there you go. There it is. Take a quick break. Don't forget to go to KingInjuryFirm.com. They sponsor our number one. When you go on the website, you can see all the different things they do, blogs, videos about us. You can meet all the different attorneys as well, including Jason, who joins us every Thursday over at Vinny's.
Yes,
Jason
Giles. I saw him on my TV a few days ago. Doing King Firm.
Real celebrity, huh?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I'm like, I know that guy.
I knew it. I was just going to say, did you say, I know that guy?
Yeah.
So you. Never say that about me, ever?
I'm like, oh, Gus.
Never.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I always,
that guy.
I always represent you when you're on the TV. Oh,
you do. You send me a picture with some sort of vulgar statement or your finger towards the TV. That's what you send me.
Hey,
just, while I'm on.
Hey, just know I'm watching.
Well, there you go. At least you do care.
I'm giving you some ratings.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Thibodeau Volunteer Fire Department invites you and your family and friends to join them for their annual Thibodeau Fireman's Fair. Come on out and enjoy their local cuisine, pay one price rides, and hoppin' live music, while also getting the chance to support your local volunteer firefighters. Enjoy 4 days of fun at the biggest free concert in South Louisiana. See different headliner bands each day on Rouse's Market's band stage. Category 6 on Thursday. Friday night, The Groove, Chase Tyler Band, and Fuel. Saturday is the home of stage band, Carrie Thibodeau Powerhouse, Snapper and the Fish Sticks, LaRue, and headliner Jody Messina. Sunday is Swamp Hop and Zydeco with Pat Tula, Junior Lacrosse, Chubby Carrier, and Royal Blue Guru featuring Wayne Toops. So coming out to the Thibodeau Fireman's Fair May 2nd through the 5th and enjoy great food, great music, auctions, the $10,000 raffle, the 5K fun run on Saturday morning, and the Fireman's Parade on Sunday beginning at 11. Thibodeau Fireman's Fair, 1101 Tiger Drive in Thibodeau. We would like to thank our 4-alarm sponsor, Rouse's, and our 3-alarm sponsor, Gobert Oil.
Baseball season just started, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those big-time free agents impact their new franchises. And if you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
A two-part conversation with the great Bobby Hurley about his storied career as a player and now as a coach.
I think I had a really unrealistic perspective as a player. So much goes into it, so difficult.
Plus, the top chef in Minneapolis makes a bold claim about his city's culinary scene.
The food, especially in our town, I think is the hottest food destination in America.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
There are over 9 billion animals raised on farms and ranches across the country each year. For far too long, those animals were not afforded protections to ensure their humane treatment and care. Luckily, times have changed, and more and more farmers are raising their animals in accordance with American Humane's ethical and science-based standards. American Humane is this country's first national humane organization and is committed to working with farmers to offer ethically driven consumers humanely raised products. The next time you're in the grocery store, be sure to choose products that are American Humane certified. The purchasing decisions you make each week can positively impact the lives of billions of animals on our nation's farms and ranches. Live better. Live healthy. Be humane. To learn more, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Oh, big
talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
It is. Just keep the music going, Joey. Just keep it going. As we got the word, finally, we're at 100% full power.
Wow.
All it took was Scotty's Star Trek.
We need the hallelujah music.
Look, believe me when I tell you, we've heard it every day.
Every day.
Walmart, on the air, Twitter, Facebook. John Forcade gets stopped every 5 minutes because he drives the ESPN white Jeep. Joey gets it every day. You get it every day. I get it. Trust me, we get it. Unfortunately, something that should have taken just a couple of days took a little longer. Things not related to us, weather, etc. I kept trying to say as much as we could. You have to replace something as tall as the Statue of Liberty. It takes time. You got to have perfect weather, and things have got to go according to plan. Well, sometimes it doesn't. So, point is, we're back. If you're still with us, I appreciate you for the patience.
I'm
for sure.
Back.
No, you're not back. We are back.
So, we are back.
Please feel free to pass along the word, because that's one of the complaints that we got. You got to tell people. I don't know how else to tell anybody other than Twitter, Facebook. I mean, Jordan, I even thought about handing a sign to Hugo Stand right in the interstate. Like, just, I don't know, it's 30 feet from us here on the I-10 service road by Clearview. This is, I mean, I at first wanted you to go play Frogger, but then I was going to just have you, like, you know, like during tax time, they have those people that stand outside the tax places.
Have the chain.
They dress like the Statue of Liberty.
A big post board.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought about doing that, Joey, with Jordan. But, you know, insurance and risk and all of that. Just, we didn't get that done. But I honestly, I didn't know how else to do it. It's like, that was the number one thing people were like, but you got to tell us. I don't know how else to tell you. All I can do is post it every day. All I can do is tell you when you ask me.
And the problem with that is not everybody has a social media account, whether that be Facebook or Twitter.
Believe me, I've tried. So anyway, point is, our thanks to everybody that got it done. Finally, it's official. We're good. And I'll say this, Joe, and you got it too. I didn't realize all the engineering degrees that were out in the state of Louisiana and the city of New Orleans. It's incredible. We got suggestions how to fix it, how to make it fast. My favorite, though, was the name calling. That was really good. I couldn't do anything about it. I promise you. If you were frustrated, just think how frustrating it was on our end over at the station. Just imagine. If you're frustrated because you just can't listen, understand what that all implies for us.
Everybody coming at me at once.
Just imagine what that's like for us, right? So anyway. We are back up, 100% power, and at the end of the day, that's what it had to get done, folks. You know, got a cable inside of steel. People can't touch it if it's not at 100% power, so we had to lower the power. That's why you heard static. We didn't go off the air. We didn't know what we're doing. It just takes time. Fortunately, it took too long, but here it is. Now we're up and running. We're good. So, hey, please pass the word out that we're back. I already text Matt. Matt's already tweeted. So Matt Moscona coming up at 3:00. He's excited. Finally, everybody's trying to get back to normal here as much as we can, as we got so much to get into again. So there it is. Joey, what would you say was the number one engineering thing that you did get? Cause I got a lot of things. Throw a satellite dish on the roof. That's always good.
Molasses is very slow.
Yeah.
Where did you get the cable from? Did you get it from
Radio Shack? Yes, the cable. Yes. Mind you, it's 300 feet tall. The cable was fine. Steel structure.
I got an antenna.
Oh, yes.
Like it was just one of those little antennas that you put outside your house.
Yeah, it's the height. The replacing part was the height of the Statue of Liberty. Just think about that for a second. I tried to say that. It's not like we're trying to, like,
whenever you see those YouTube videos of people climbing those really high towers, just imagine that, people going slowly.
Right.
And you hooking gotta get up themselves.
There. You gotta solder it together.
Readjusting, climbing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, also, using power tools.
I offered to throw you out there, even though tie wraps. I heard that. Cause I get it. And look, I'm just having fun with it because, you had to. I had to just, cause trust me, we get it. all the time. I have the screen of calls in front of me, and Joey goes through all six lines, and most of the calls we thought were about the show, no, it was to tell Joey that we're not on here. And to tell Joey how to fix it. Is to tell Joey what's put a satellite dish. Can't amp the wattage, can't throw. It's called the FCC. Look it up. Now, you can do pirate radio, Jordan. You can go ahead and throw something up on your, you know, until somebody catches you doing it. Yeah, exactly. And then it's called illegal. You have to do that. So in order to broadcast anywhere, you need an FCC license. In order to do that, you have to apply for it. You have to have specifics as to what the range is, where the audience is. I mean, like, what's the signal strength is, all of that. Can't bleed into anybody else's. It's a process. Got to have a government type come out, government type inspect. More importantly, send a check to the government. So as much as I would have loved to have just thrown something on the top of this building, A, that building needs to give you permission. B, the FCC, once again, is involved to be able to do it. And C, who's paying for it? So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that had to go in it. So, look, it fixed, back to 100% power. Just passed the word along. That's
even
all
though
I'm
it was annoying, it just kind of showed how much y'all care about us, so... Thank you, guys.
It's a funny way of being shown how much you care about
well,
it.
You know.
It's kind of like you. You know, I was prepared for this in this aspect of it. The amount of times that you show me I'm number one by using the middle of your hand.
Right.
I guess that's how I felt on this, you know.
Have to lay off Secret
I mean, I'm
Service
still here,
now.
Am I?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still here.
Yeah,
even though I give you
the
middle finger.
Every day.
So.
It's at least once a day. You know what? You haven't given it to me already in the first 56 minutes. Go ahead. There it is, the double bird. We got plenty to get into. Deuce Windham gave us his analysis. Coming up at 1:15, John Hendricks. He's been compiling a list of all the undrafted rookie free agents. Jordan, the intern, has his favorite. He has his favorite. Who is it, Jordan?
Little Jordan Humphrey.
Little Jordan Humphrey. It's a great name. I'm rooting for him. Brian Enola East has his favorite. We'll get his thoughts here as well. Larry Holder coming up. At 2:15, Marlon Favorite in the 2 o'clock hour at some point in time. 1:30, Will Guillory. I've not forgotten about the NBA playoffs. We got a ton to get into as, getting closer and closer, Jordan. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks until the NBA draft lottery. That's right. 2 weeks until things could really take a change for the Pels. Welcome back to 100% Power. Now you can dislike me just for my thoughts. 800-998-1003. What's your thoughts on the Saints draft? Give us a call. And, of course, tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.